Well, at the start of January, Hartlepool United had one foot in the conference. Now, they could be 90 minutes away from safety in League Two.
McAllister hangs it forward. Flicked on by Cummins, but it's all the way through to Scott Flinders. They've had a lot of the ball, actually, but they've struggled to find their strikers so far. That's the first time I've mentioned either him or Alex Nichols this afternoon.
Yeah, I have to say, they haven't got much cutting edge, Mark. They're a bit, like I say, that...
Oh, it slips, and Fenwick's got behind the defence. Scott Fenwick!
Yeah!
Scott Fenwick scores after 15 minutes!
Get him!
Goes lead by a goal to nil, and it's Scott Fenwick who runs to take the celebrations of the Pools bench! It was a slip by the Exeter defender, but Scott Fenwick took full advantage! 1-0!
Brilliant, mate. I told you, the conditions, slippy surface, bounced off the turf very quickly. It's a defender's nightmare, mate. Honestly, that was just no more than not a punt forward, but a forward pass, and he's getting us in, you know. So come on, let's build on it.
Brought forward now onto the left hand side, and Exeter come forward again. Keahan drifts in field. Close down though, and Pools could win it back high up the field here. Tisha Bowler, plenty of yellow shirts back, but Tisha Bowler's driving towards the edge of the box.
Yes.
He tries to pull
yes.
Hugo!
Yeah!
It's 2-1! In the final minute of the first half, Exeter City have shot themselves in the foot again, and Jordan Hugo smashes home his second goal in Pools colours.
Get
Pools
in there!
2! Exeter City 1!
I told you, Mark, they have got a soft touch. They're overplaying the wrong players. We've gone and closed them down. We're getting on the attack. Great goal. Great goal from our point of view. They'll be kicking themselves.
Well, both goals Paul Tisdale will be unhappy about. But both finishes, Brian, really clinical.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Like I say, in the situation, Mark, when you're through there and you end up playing like a one-on-one with a goalkeeper, there's a lot of time to think and a lot of time to mess it up. Thankfully, we've done the business, the two centre-forwards.
Listen to the noise! Just listen to the noise! Oh, 40 Mark. Seconds oh, here!
How long, Mark? 40 seconds.
40 seconds! Flinders has the ball in his hands. He launches it long, up towards Fenwick, knocked down into midfield. Miller, snapping at the heels, he wins the challenge. Here's Fenwick now. Fenwick decides to run into the corner. It's probably a wise decision. 15 seconds of injury time. He goes down and wins a free kick. And that should just eat up the minute.
All right.
Here's Marlon Harewood with the free kick right in the corner on the right-hand side. We're waiting confirmation of full-time scores elsewhere. Pools are eating up the remaining seconds here. It looks like they're edging towards doing well, part of the bargain. Referee blows. It's
yes!
full time! Pools have won by
get
2
in
goals
there.
To 1!
Get in
and
there!
Now we just have to wait! We just have to wait! Pools are on the brink of safety here. It hasn't finished in the other games. It hasn't finished. The people are on the pitch here. There's a pitch invasion in Victoria Park. In fairness, you can hardly blame them.
No, not yet, not yet.
We're waiting for confirmation. But we don't know for certain. We don't know for certain.
Well, we can only do our bit, Mark. You know, we've done our bit. Just have to wait to see what's going on at Warren Road now. But, wow, such scenes now. It's like a promotion.
Unbelievable tense atmosphere here as this crowd... I mean, we didn't expect anything like this, Brian. You couldn't... On January 3rd, January 4th... It's finished! Hartlepool United remain in the Football League! The score! 2-1 today! And look at the celebrations on the field! Look at the celebrations in the stand! Hartlepool United have achieved the unachievable!
Unbelievable, Mark! Unbelievable!
Well, Brian, thank you very much indeed for joining.
Dear me.
It's unbelievable scenes in Victoria Park.
Now, mate, if you'd have said this to me, these scenes like this, it's going to be at the Victor here. Wow. What football's all about, mate. tell you what, Ronnie Miller, take a bow, my son. Take an absolute bow.